Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
George Floyd was killed on Memorial Day 3 years ago. This week on Notes from America, we remember his impact on us. And we ask, how do the stories we tell about both Black life and death shape our future? Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President of the United States, former POTUS, Barack Hussein Obama, his style has increased so amazingly well. I mean, no more dad jeans.
No, I'm like looking at a picture of him right now and he's like wearing a brown leather jacket, just out and about. So do you think like his aides were like, you need to look whack a little bit to offset your hotness?
Yeah. You know, like Nicole Kidman had that fake nose and won the Oscar?
Yeah, totally.
They were like, you can wear dad jeans and then be president.
Yeah.
But I like this new look for Barack. He seems so much more relaxed.
And comfortable. Like, he's having fun.
Yeah. I'm sure he and Michelle are just like date night every night.
So in love.
What I loved about their presidency was that it was like no real like fooling around scandal. Like,
no.
It was like, no, I got time for that shit. I'm like the first Black president of the United States, you know?
Do you think they ever cheated?
Because
so many couples like have those understandings.
No. No, I don't. I don't think they had time because of who he was.
I mean,
like,
Bill Clinton made time.
Bill Clinton on a saxophone.
Monica was fucking telling Linda Tripp everything.
Linda, Linda, honey, listen. I can't believe it.
Dude, if you're going to smash someone, you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
If I, like, had an affair with Justin Trudeau.
Always back to this.
But see, you can't tell anyone if you're having sex with a world leader who's married.
Yes, you can. You can tell your friends that you know aren't going to say anything.
I know, but it might just slip out of conversation. You might be like, oh, you know, Phoebe and Justin are like, Justin who? And you're like,
Timberlake.
Yeah. They're like, oh, wait, what? And that's in Us Weekly. That I'm like, fucking Timberlake.
I would be like, they'd be like, Justin, who? I'd be like, Guarini.
I'm always coming back to you because you get that.
Fuck you.
They're like, oh, we don't care. Good for them. Good for him. Good for her. Hey, what's up? Hello, it's me, Ms. J. Willie.
And it's me, Dope Queen Fee.
And we've got a show that is so full of Black girl magic, you are going to lose your daddy freaking mind.
Here's a hint. I mean, it's kind of cold in here. I mean, there must be something
Girl, that is right. We met our idol, Gabrielle freaking Union.
Oh my gosh. She is a literal slice of heaven.
Yes.
She's so beautiful, so talented, so young, and the fact that she told us backstage she's a fan of our show, I lost it.
It was crazy. We like dropped to the ground, we started crying, we crawled across the green room, we held each other in each other's arms. Gabrielle left.
Yeah, she was like, okay, bye. But no, she was really cool, and like, I like how she was like Snapchatting the show to like get a shout out to even more people. She was just so supportive of other Black women, and I think that's the thing I love about her the most.
Yeah, she's a real giver.
Yeah, she's great. And besides her, it's not just her. I mean, that's already like mind-blowing, but we also have amazing comedians on the show as well. We have Jim Tews and Nimesh Patel.
Yo, I can't hardly wait, dude. Hashtag Ethan Embry.
Hashtag he's still fine AF. Okay, babies. Here's the show. Bye, Q, bye.
Okay, but wait. Don't start the show yet.
Wait, what? I mean, what is it?
We have something very special coming up after the show. We're going to introduce you to some very fabulous friends. So don't pull out early. Hashtag six. Because this is going to be such a special moment. You comprende? So let's get on with the show.
Oh my God. Wait, it's a special guest. Is it Bono?
Absolutely not, Phoebe. But it's pretty close.
I'm happy. It's so hot
in
here.
It is hot. Is it possible that we can, like, cool
Wait,
it?
Wait, why is it so hot in here? Since it's so fucking hot in here, I'm, like, literally sweating my
weave
out.
Yeah, I'm, like, dying.
This is insane.
I feel like I'm working out. Like, this is crazy. It's very strenuous.
You're burning a lot of calories right now.
I know. I hope so.
Wait, so let's talk. So, okay. It's hot. It makes me think of summer. Are you doing anything for the summer?
Yeah, I guess we're doing Bonnaroo in the summer.
Yeah.
We're so excited. I don't know if you know this, but not only are we doing Bonnaroo, but I guess a little fucking band named U2 is also doing Bonnaroo.
Very excited. I have some marriages to break up. I'm really... cannot
I feel
wait.
Like you're always on the fence about ruining those marriages.
Because it's like...
Like, it's like a Tuesday, you're like, yeah, I'll do it any day. And then by, like, Sunday, you're like, I would never do that.
It's just, it changes from day to day. You know what I mean? But I'm really excited. I've been preparing for this event. So I've been shopping.
Are you doing, like, Kegels?
Yes. Yes. I listen to A Beautiful Day, and I'm just like, ugh.
It's a beautiful day.
Cool. Dos, tres, catorce.
Literally, I have never been vaginally drier than when he did catorce. And those were like the iTunes commercials that they were on. I was like, my vagina was like, no.
It's called They Have a Sense of Humor. And it
it's
was just
called
like,
They Have... You're trying to explain their sense of...
But so I've been buying like... I got this like vintage like Joshua Tree concert t-shirt off of eBay. It was $200 and I was like, it's fine. I know, it's fine. This is... it's reckless. And then I went on Etsy and that's so there was like a vintage like Calvin Klein like denim jacket that has like a hand painted like U2 album cover on the back, so I bought that too. I'm like really excited about those purchases. Susie Orman would
I know
not.
The person who's like I know the person who's selling that on Etsy is like, yes, finally, the one person I made this for. This has been up here since 2002.
But that's I'm pumped. It's like, it's Tennessee. It's going to be, like, hot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what my, like, summer story is going to be, especially at Bonnaroo.
I think you should go. So you have, like, long legs. So I think you should do, short, like, booty shorts and just show off the gams.
You think I should just, like, cut it up? Like, sometimes I feel like I see, like, there's booty shorts, and then there's booty shorts that go up and around. You know what I mean?
I think you can do that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean,
but
you should
like,
do it.
I don't want to, like... accidentally catch a member of U2, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's a great life.
I just don't want like the edge to accidentally throw it at me. I don't want to have to dodge it.
I would be jealous if Edge like hit on you and not me.
I would always I would literally make sure that even if he went in for it, I would like move your head. I'd be like, here she is.
That's a true friend.
I'd
That's
be like,
a true
whoa,
friend.
No. And then you go, and then I'll go to my boyfriend. I'll be like, the edge meant nothing to me, babe.
But yeah, I think you should wear like booty shorts. Cool. I think you should maybe like a little like belly. Like, I just want you to have like a nice like 90s like Janet Jackson moment where it's just like
maybe
skin, but
yeah.
like tastefully done.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Something. I need something high waisted to pull off the skin here. You know what I mean? I was thinking about maybe I was going to commission like a shirt because I know you're going to have a crazy shirt story because U2's going to be around.
Yeah.
And I want to just get like a shirt and it's like your face in the front.
Aww.
And then it's like Bono's face in the
Ooh.
Back. And then the text on the back is like, I'm a super fan of one of these.
Oh, no.
And then I'm going to be like, oh, my God. And that way if Bono sees it, he's like, oh, shit, who's this? And I'm going to be like, this is Phoebe Lynn Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I'm trying to get made.
I
don't
that.
Know.
I think that's a good story.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, so recently, this was super fun. I got to hang out with your mom. With you there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Why were you confused?
Why would you say it like that? I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't hang out with your mom without you.
Yeah, you better not. That'd be too fun.
I have my own mom. I'm not trying to steal your mom.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. But she's really
she's
cute.
She's a cool lady. I know. She's like really like proud. She's like a proud mom.
Yeah, she's like a cute fro. She wears a lot of Ohio State gear, which I love because I'm from Ohio.
Yeah, she's cool. She's
no, your mom is cute. I want you to meet my mom.
I really am very excited to meet your mother.
Yeah, Octavia's cute. I mean, she has her flaws. But she's mostly great.
How Octavia is a very strong name, and Phoebe is a very strong name.
Beautiful.
How did she come up with your name?
She didn't. She wanted to name me Phyllis.
Wow. You like it? I don't know. That makes you like 75 years old immediately.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Especially like with your whole package. Like Phyllis, you ain't got time for these hoes.
Yeah. Phyllis Robinson. What would I be? Okay, so my name is Phyllis Robinson. I'm 45 to 75 years old.
At all times. You work at 1 a.m. at the subway, like yes. First Avenue stop.
Yes.
And so when my card is wrinkled, you're like, you can't, your card's messed up. You need a new one.
Yes.
I think that's you. You're like behind the glass.
Yes. And I'm like married to my high school sweetheart.
That's sweet.
That's really cute. And then I carry ranch dressing in my purse.
You have to.
I gotta do it.
You never know when you're gonna need it.
Exactly.
You never know.
That's such a Phyllis Robinson move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like this. This is like a very strong figure. What's like Phyllis's favorite show?
Oh my God. I think Phyllis... And I was going to say The Bold and the Beautiful. I feel like...
Sure.
It's a soap opera. I feel like Phyllis is like soap opera.
Yeah, definitely. She likes her stories. Like, she'll watch like a Lifetime movie and be like, this was great. I'm going to go to
like
bed.
The Beaches remake. Like, I cancel all plans to watch that.
Yeah.
Even though it's disappointing.
I love this lady. Cool.
Yeah, and I have one kid.
Okay. A boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. What's his name?
His name is Jerron.
Jerron is good.
That's cute.
Jerron is really cute. Yeah. Jerron sounds like he like gets into mischief sometimes.
Yeah, he does. He does, but he got his grades together. He's going to college in the fall.
That's good. That's really good. But you know, it was rough there for a little bit.
It was rough.
He was very mischievous.
It was really rough.
Jerron.
But he got it together. He got into a bunch of schools. He got to Temple, Loyola, Duke.
Yeah. All the top schools.
All the top schools.
I love that. And then what does your husband do?
My husband is... Oh, this is so fun. Okay. Okay, I want to say what do you think my husband would do? What's his name?
Okay, his name is Ronald. Is good.
Oh, yes.
Look, it's just...
Okay, Ronald. I love that.
And Ronald is, like, such an honest, nice guy.
Yes.
And he's, like, ready to please you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
For, like, hours if you want it.
Yes, Ron. Yes.
And Ronald, is he white or is he a black?
No, he's black. Ronald's black.
I don't know. I was going to be like, oh, you guys are like de Blasio and his wife. How cute.
That's true. It's open to all ethnicities.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Wait, what about your name?
My mom... Okay, so my dad's name is John. My mom almost named me Jonna.
Oh.
And I think it was my dad's idea in all respect to my mom. But I was like, I told her, I was like, that's one of the worst names I've ever heard in my life. Because it's like John and then you just add the for what? You know what I mean?
But it's like a cool name. Okay, so you're Jonna Williams.
No relation to John Williams, the composer. I don't know, play in the WNBA.
Yes!
Like Jonna Williams. And
yes! Like you and Lisa Leslie for like the are Libs. Friends.
Yeah, I play for Liberty.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend is
yes.
also on like another team.
Ooh.
She's like, is there an Ohio female basketball
team?
No. Ooh.
There's LA Sparks. So
yeah,
it's like a long distance.
Yeah, it's like really long disty and it's like really bothering us and we're like trying to work on it.
Yeah. And then, like, there's, like, trouble in your relationship because you win, like, Sports Woman of the Year for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. And in the photos, I'm, like, definitely, like, flirting with other girls a little bit and stuff. And she's like, babe, what are you doing? And I'm like, you weren't there. And she's like... fuck you.
Why does your voice sound like that?
I don't know. It's like my awkward. It's like my, Doesn't everybody do that when they feel awkward?
Yes. It just sounds like a Muppet for a second.
But she says that. Then she's like, why you always got to sound like a Muppet when I come to you with some real shit? And I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
This is great. I like our alternate lives.
Yeah. I mean, if our names were different.
Yeah.
Jonna
and Phyllis.
Jonna and Phyllis, I know. Hey, what's up with Jonna and Phyllis? Welcome to Two Derp Queens.
So you know when you're at the MTA and they out of tokens. It's like, get out of here, boo, Phyllis, get out of here. Okay. It's terrible.
Why white people always gotta be like, whoa.
Oh, Jonna, that was weird.
I know, yeah. I'm trying. It's PC culture.
All right, well, we got a lot of show for you guys.
I'm so excited.
So we should get the show started. Are you guys ready for more show? Okay. Yeah, we have a pretty like stacked lineup.
This show's gonna be pretty.
You guys
crazy,
are gonna like.
We got some surprises. Yeah.
You guys are gonna like come a lot. It's gonna be intense.
You guys are like gonna walk out of here like fucking Saturday. Fuck. You guys are gonna go out and get some after.
You're
this.
You're gonna sound like CT from The Real World, I guess.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, CT. On CT
was hot.
He had those eyes. He was very like Gavin DeGraw Jason.
Right.
I liked it.
Yeah. And he had like rage problems that you're like, oh, that's cute. And then you get older and you're like,
you're
oh,
like,
that's not
a problem.
Cute. Yeah.
This is not sustainable.
Yeah.
Go to an anger management class.
All right. But seriously, we have an amazing line for you guys. You're going to bring out our next act. How's that sound? He's fantastic. He's so funny. He's been on Louis. He's been touring the country. He has a best-selling book called Felines of New York. He's hysterical. Please give it up for Jim Tooth!
Thanks, everybody. Give it up for Phoebe and Jessica. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Thanks for, being in New York, huh? The greatest city. Pretty solid place. Pretty okay. It's crowded, but at least it's expensive. That's what I always say. Is it noisy? Yeah, sure, but it's also unwelcoming. Is it hectic? Go all the time? Yeah, but you know what? You're also pretty fucking lonely, too. So, a lot of downsides, but there's also some downsides. And, you know, if you can make it here, you probably have help from an outside source. I don't know how you do it, but I had a catering job and I stole a lot of food. That's how I did it. You move here usually from like somewhere else, and then you're here for like 6 months, and then you're like, fuck this. This is a terrible idea. I'm going back to where I came from. But then you're like, no, I can't do that. I can't admit defeat. And then you stay, right? And that's what I think has been happening since the original Dutch settlers. I think even they got here, and like a week in, they were like, this is dumb. We should go back to the Netherlands. And then somebody's like, no. I'm not going to prove my dad right, okay? Yeah, we're going to stay here. We're going to write letters home. Tell them there's an energy or some other immeasurable bullshit. And then we'll all live here. And we'll sink this damn rock. When I first moved here, you know, I lived in a small apartment. I had like 5 roommates. It was cramped. It was not fun. And then I find out that there are other people in other parts of the country where they have tons of space, lots of open land, and these people choose to build tiny houses. Are you familiar with this? They're called tiny house people. That's what they call themselves. You know, they live in tiny houses. That feels like a bit of a fuck you to me. I'm sorry. You know, I was living that way for a reason. These people are choosing it. I don't get it. But then I thought about it, and I was like, I'm going to have to live in one of those houses when I leave here, because I won't know any other way to do it, right? I'll just have a big patch of land in the middle of Pennsylvania with a tiny little cinder block house, and that's where I'll live. And the other people in the town will be like, what's with the tiny cinder block house? And they'll be like, oh, that's old man Tooze's place. He lived in New York too long. He said he couldn't stand it unless both his shoulders were touching the sides of the hallway. Oh, that's crazy. What's with the graffiti on the side of the building? I don't know. What's with the Puerto Rican couple fighting outside? He says he can't sleep unless he hears it. Told you, he lived in New York too long. A lot of people here think I'm Jewish, which I can't figure out. They ask me if I'm Jewish, and that's only been happening in the last, like, 2 years, which means I'm aging into Judaism, which I didn't even know you could do that, but that's what I'm doing. I was born and raised a little Christian boy, and I'll die an old Hasidic Jewish man. That's where I'm headed. Not sure why or how. What's going on? I don't take care of myself that well. I have a terrible diet. I have a guy at Dunkin' Donuts. He's literally the only person in New York who knows if I was alive or dead on any given day. I went into my Dunkin' Donuts. I got my regular. I was like, I have a large coffee, milk, no sugar, and a glazed coffee roll. And he's like, anything else? And I was like, yeah, a banana. And then we both laughed for 10 minutes. This is an intimidating place to live sometimes. I feel like everybody in the city is better dressed than I am. Like, every time I leave the house, it's picture day and nobody said anything to me. Which is tough because it reminds me of when I was in third grade and my single dad was taking care of me and he forgot that it was picture day and just sent me to school. Yeah. So I just remember walking into the classroom and I look around, I see all these kids in their little sweaters and their dresses and they're like combing their hair. And I'm like, hey guys, why are you all dressed up? And they're like, it's picture day. You didn't know that, Jim? I'm like, no, I didn't. We're in third grade. I don't know how you knew it. But I'm here, so I hope you don't mind if I photobomb your class picture with these green sweatpants and this dirty Bart Simpson t-shirt. Also, I haven't showered in 3 days, and I'm pretty sure this Kool-Aid mustache is permanent. Oh, you want to put me in the back? Yeah, you can't, actually. I'm too short, so it looks like my parents' divorce is everybody's problem now. Huh. The year before that, second grade, that was my mom's week. You think that picture day would have been better? And it was in intent, but not in execution. She put me in a tuxedo. Was it adorable? Yeah, of course it was. But it was a bit much. When you look at that picture, it's like a healthy group of second graders and one ventriloquist dummy. Oh, Jim, is this your second grade class? Who's the tiny magician? It's me, I'm the tiny magician. And for my next trick, I will attempt to put my parents back together. Come on, stop it. No, stop it. You are not handling my parents' divorce well. And I think we all need to grow up a little bit. It was over 30 years ago. We all get along now. It's fine. My girlfriend and I, we have two cats. They were an accident, but you know how that goes. You're drinking, fooling around on Pet Finder. Next thing you know, two little miracles. You go with it. You just go with it. That's life, man. You don't plan for cats, but sometimes you get them. I love my cats. I don't care who knows it. I talk about them like they're my kids. Two people with actual kids. I have a friend with a human infant. He's like, I haven't slept in weeks. I'm like, I know what you mean, man. I got these 2 6-month-olds at home, and they will not stop biting my feet. It's just crazy. But you know what? It changes you. It's just like you're a parent now, so it doesn't matter. Like, whatever. It's about them. It's not, who cares about me? I do it for them. I am like I'm like most straight guys my age. I have a cat blog. It's pretty popular. Got turned into a book. Then I had to tell my dad all about that. I'm like, hey, Dad, my cat blog's doing really well. We're going to turn it into a book. He's like, just say what you mean. We'll all accept you. He doesn't get it. He sort of gets it. It's hard. He's only ever had dad jobs. I work from home. It's like getting paid to exhibit all the symptoms of clinical depression. He's never had a job like that. He said he was a steel worker. Anybody else a steel worker in here? No, didn't think so. Those are dad jobs. They're gone. He can point to stuff in my hometown that he helped build that's still standing, and I never know how to react to it. It's kind of intimidating. He'll be like, check that bridge out over there. I helped build that bridge. I'm like, cool bridge, Dad. Have you seen my cat blog lately? Feel how soft my hands are. Then we cry. Cry for America's infrastructure. I cry. He doesn't cry. He's an old steel worker. They don't cry. They just bang two pieces of rebar together and they scream. All right, everybody. Thank you. My name's Jim Tews.
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit betterhelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
Hi there, I'm Rhiannon Giddens, and I want to take you somewhere special.
I got this shiver through my entire body. My hair stood on end.
That's right. We're back with a new season of Aria Code, the podcast that celebrates the magic of opera. From arias that have mesmerized us for centuries to the masterpieces of today.
This is the power of art. Art either depicting life or inspiring life.
No tux or ticket required. Listen to Aria Code wherever you get podcasts.
I love Jim.
Yeah, it was great.
It's fun.
We have more show. How does that sound? Our next act, he's very, very funny. He most recently wrote on the Oscars when Chris Rock hosted, which
that was a good Oscars.
That was fucking huge. He travels all over the country. He's been on Comedy Central. Please give it up for Nimesh Patel!
Hello. Yeah, thank you all for being here. Well, yeah, I did that. I wrote for the Oscars for Chris Rock last year. It was dope. It was cool, yeah. Did y'all care about the controversy that there were no black nominees?
Yes.
You did? Good for you. That's progressive. I gave no fucks whatsoever. Because no one cares about Indian people. I don't. You never see a movie called 12 Years a Med Student. That's never going to be a film. 18 years a liquor store cashier, that's a real struggle that no one fucking talks about. Indian guys don't have porn stars to look up to, you know that? There's no one for us. Black people have Wesley Pipes, white people have James Dean. We can't get like one Deep Dick Patel, that's a real dude. That's a real guy. Deep Dick Patel is someone I went to high school with. I swear to God, he sat behind me in math class, he's an accountant now. I just want to call him up, like, hey, Deep Dick, I got this movie idea. It's called Come Dog Millionaire. You down, dog? Let's do this. Shit writes itself. Sad. Tragic. I watched the election in New York surrounded by a bunch of very hyper-liberal white people, much like you people. And I got to be honest, I've never seen a group of atheists pray harder in my life. Anytime a state went to Trump, another atheist tried to crawl back to Jesus. And Jesus was like, it's too late, motherfuckers. I'm with Trump now. Evolution is for immigrants. I'm doing my part. I'm not shaving for a while, okay? I fly a lot. I flew to North Carolina this Saturday after the election. Yeah, what up? Interesting place, I'll say that much. I flew to North Carolina Saturday after the election and had a full beard, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade my seat to the first seat in first class just so I was the first person anybody saw. Imagine me with a full beard and a smirk. Any white guy that walked on looking a little too happy, I said, Assalamu alaikum, my brother, what's happening? We ain't making it to North Carolina. And then I flipped the page in my Quran. I was like, where were we? Interesting times. We got to ask everybody we know, got to think about them. Are they a racist? Did they vote for Trump? Is every Trump voter a racist? Yes, given all the evidence. But every Hillary voter is also a racist. We're all racist. Can we just acknowledge that, please? I'm racist, if it makes you feel like I'm here, this is a safe space, but I'll admit it for you. I'm a racist. I'm elbow-touching racist. Like, if I'm with an Indian friend of mine, I see some white person doing some white shit, like buying saltines, I'm going to look at this motherfucker. This is the whitest fucking shit I've ever seen in my life. That's fine. It's okay. I struggle with that question because my girlfriend's white. Her father voted for Trump. It's like, how racist could he be if he's let me do what I do? I don't know, but next time we fuck, I'm putting my finger in her butt for Allah. That's for goddamn sure. One for Allah, one for the Mexicans. Three is too many fingers to put in the butt. Learned that the hard way. I don't know what's going to happen, man. It's weird. People seem concerned for brown people in general. I had a white friend ask me, Nimesh, you concerned you might get kicked out because you look questionable? Because some racists down the line will eventually think this is a radical Islamic terrorist. And to that, I say, first of all, most Muslims are great people. That being said, I keep my Hindu papers on me at all times. I got a little red dot in my back pocket. And second of all, if anyone tries to kick me out of this country because they think I'm a terrorist, I will blow this motherfucker up. I ain't leaving. I love America. I read about terrorism a lot. You know, I do my research, stay ahead of the game. You know, all these terrorists all have wives, which is crazy to me. Say what you want. These terrorists are obviously evil pieces of shit, but these wives, you got to admit, are the most down for whatever ride or die bitches on the planet. Just bracket the insensitivity for a second and stop acting like you wouldn't watch Real Housewives of ISIS. You will all watch that show, each and every last one of you motherfuckers. Crazy times. Crazy times. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll be okay. We'll be all right, I think. Who knows, man? We'll be okay. I hope I'm all right. This Trump guy is interesting. He's a piece of shit, but he makes things fun. Y'all have guns? What the fuck? We're out here trying to change the world with legal maneuvers. It's fucking preposterous, man. I don't know what's going to happen. I've been just arguing with my girl all the time about this. Next, my girl and I, we've been together for like 3 years, so I texted her the other day on her way to work. I said, hey, we need to talk. And then I didn't respond a whole day. It's a dick move, but it's fun. Was she going to leave me over there? Get the fuck out of here. Well, when you've been together for 3 years, you have favorite arguments. That's what that means. You got to chart your victories. As a dude, you got to chart your victories. 3 years in, you start losing a lot. I had my favorite argument 2 weeks ago in the back of an Uber. I took a Lyft here, okay? Because fuck Uber, apparently. I got in, I had a white driver. This times is tough for you Caucasians, apparently. The name was Karen. I said, hey, Karen, what happened? Why are you stealing my people's jobs, Karen? No, I had my favorite argument was with my girl 2 weeks ago back in Uber. We were fighting for like 20 minutes and the driver didn't say anything. And then when she got out, the driver turned around and looked at me and was like, hey, man, I agree with you. Not enough stars for that review. Okay, I wrote Uber a letter. I'm never taking a Lyft or a cab ever again. I want this Muhammad guy every time. Look, sometimes you need a stereotype to be true. Like if you're arguing with your girlfriend and someone's listening, you want it to be a Middle Eastern guy that doesn't believe in women's rights. Oh, you think I should do the dishes, Amy? Let's see what this dude from Qatar has to say. I feel good. I think I gotta go. Yeah, I do. I'm Nimesh. Enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you so much for being here. Jess and Phoebe for having me. I'm done. Thank you.
Give it up for Nimesh Patel!
Hi there, I'm Rhiannon Giddens, and I want to take you somewhere special.
I got this shiver through my entire body. My hair stood on end.
That's right. We're back with a new season of Aria Code, the podcast that celebrates the magic of opera, from arias that have mesmerized us for centuries to the masterpieces of today.
This is the power of art. Art either depicting life or inspiring life.
No tux or ticket required. Listen to Aria Code wherever you get podcasts.
This is weird. We usually have some sort of alcohol.
I know. We usually have some sort of rosé.
Yeah.
Or...
Can we get...
Is it possible we can get some sort of wine?
Can we get some rosé or wine,
some rosé.
Please bring it out, somebody.
Anybody.
Anybody?
No,
let
him
bring
I'm
us
gonna
out.
Vomit. Does anybody want to bring it out for us?
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting. Oh my God! Thank you. Thank you.
Give it up for Gabriel Union. Thanks for doing our show.
Oh my God!
Thank you for doing our show.
I've gone to like Black Girl Heaven. Like this
I
is
know.
Like I.
This is insane.
I like. Shave my legs for you
yeah.
today. I just want you to know.
It's... I like definitely went paleo today to see you. I know you had to get out of your cryogenic chamber of ageless beauty and talent.
I know, I can't even.
To like grace us, so
yeah.
we appreciate it.
You
this,
look
this
stunning.
Is amazing.
Thank
this
you.
Crowd is dope.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so excited. This is so, I'm so excited. I'm such a fan, so it's I'm just fanning out right now.
Oh. What?
Dang, okay, let's talk.
I know. Okay, just a second.
Okay, be okay.
Dude, this is
okay.
insane. She was in every major
she's
movie.
She's in Bring It
she's
On.
She's literally in Bring It On.
She's
East Compton Clover. She's a clover.
Fucking being Mary Jane.
I know. I don't know.
What are we going to...
It's cold in here.
There must be some sort of in the atmosphere. I said burn.
Ice. Wow. Wow.
Holy shit, dude.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
I only do that for Queens.
Let's talk about, like, when's the last time you watched Bring It On? It's so good.
Every time it's on USA.
Really?
I watch it like it's...
Really?
I wonder what's going to happen. Damn it, they've taken our cheese.
It's just crazy that they were stealing your cheese.
You know what's fucked up, though, is when people think that ISIS, they'll call her the villain.
Oh, no. No. It's, no.
First of all, I wasn't stealing cheers.
Okay?
The Clovers were the victims. I was very assertive in getting our cheers back. But I was not a fucking villain.
Yeah. Not at all.
Wow. We should ask like some hard-hitting questions.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is like our James Lipton interview. Okay. Yeah,
we prepared some hard-hitting questions and a fun game that we like to play called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Hit her with that first one.
Okay. So first one... the category, I guess, is like trash people. It's pretty tough. Yeah, pretty tough. Okay, so Betsy DeVos. We did it. Don't move.
These are the important questions.
Sean Spicer. And Jeff Sessions.
It's like you're in between a rock, a hard place, and hell. But,
yeah.
Okay. I have to kill Jeff Sessions.
Yeah. He's gotta go.
Gotta
go.
I'm a fuck Betsy.
Yeah, just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat Betsy's pussy.
She needs to like interact with a black person.
Yeah. In that kind of way.
Somebody needs it. Okay.
Betsy needs a little cunnilingus.
You're gonna marry Sean Spicer. The vows.
With
the vows.
Prenup. Don't boo it. With that prenup.
Okay, but the vows on his end are gonna be terrible. He like cannot read. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, he can't read. Nobody
can have big foreheaded babies.
Yeah. You know what? It's okay. Okay.
All right, that's fair.
All right, this is like a fun one. This is pure evil. Yes. Okay, so we have first up Voldemort.
Lord Voldemort.
Darth Vader. And Hannibal Lecter. Now, I would say I would fuck Hannibal Lecter because I feel like he would go down on me. At first, he'd be amazing, and then I'd be dead.
Yeah, but like, he has a very voracious appetite. Yeah. Which is both good and bad.
He would literally eat you.
Lay ribbon on you.
All the way.
And crawl into you.
Very thorough.
Like a horse carcass.
So that's like a cool way to go. I'm like, all right, I'm okay with that. That's you know.
Honestly, if I was like your friend and somebody told me how you died, I'd be like, she's a fucking crazy person. And then I'd be at your funeral. I'd be like, yeah. You the real MVP.
Okay, so what would you do, Gab?
I'm a marry Darth Vader because it's called my first marriage.
Whoa. I love that.
I like that.
It's like
cheers,
drag.
To first husbands.
Yeah.
I'd fuck Hannibal Lecter and I would kill, kill Voldemort. Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
Voldemort's got to go.
What about you, Jess?
I'm definitely going to kill Voldemort because I don't believe in evil. I'm not going to smash Darth Vader because there's a lot going on under there. I don't know if under it he's even fully put together. You don't know what's holding him together and what's not because the accident was so bad. Well, the lightsaber fight where he got roasted. And... I guess I'm going to have to bone Hannibal Lecter, but I don't like the idea of getting murdered from my vagina. So I would be like, let's just make eye contact and hold each other. And then I would hope that I wouldn't die.
Let me see your hand.
Yeah, let me see, see your hand. Hold me. And then I'd be like, I'm going to die. He would kill me anyway. Yeah. So that's kind of what I would do.
Yeah,
I think
pretty tight. I like that.
We're all kind of on the same page.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that was a fun game of Fuck, Marry, Kill. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. That was awesome. Okay. So, but we're really happy to have you on the show because you are, as much as we're fangirling, like, you are legendary. Like, we watch, like, all of your work, and you're such an inspiration for so many black women.
Yeah, really.
Like, really, genuinely, you are.
Especially, like, young black girls, too, and I love the roles that you do, and I love, like, the consistency of all your work, and it's just, it's nuts that you're here right now, just really, because, like, there aren't, really, I know I wanted to be an actor for a really long time, and there wasn't really anybody that I could look to that I could be like, oh, that person, I want to be like that, but you were definitely one of them. And there's, like, three other people, so it's, like, really awesome that you're
and
here
I'm
doing
this. And I'm
mistaken
for all of them.
I know. Yeah. Oh, well, we, seriously, we get,
wait, who
mistaken,
do you get mistaken
for people
for?
All the time.
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, I am Garcelle. Like, they love me in the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah.
My own agent thought I was Sanaa. I was
no!
You're fired.
Yeah.
No, I'm Ashanti all the time. Ashanti. Oh, my God.
Ashanti is a stretch.
Like,
her last movie was the Muppet movie. And like,
that's ignorant.
I'm also Moesha. It's just, you know.
No!
I'm
That's crazy.
No.
I would have fired my agent. I'd be like, I pay you 10% and you don't
know
my name.
Which blackness that you have.
Exactly.
I don't think it's asking
around.
A lot.
He's like calling around pitching like not you. That's insane.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How can we like be a boss just like you are?
You know, you guys are so young. I'm just now, I'm 44. I'm just now asking to.
Hey, literally.
You literally look like you just wrapped Bring It On like this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you came to Grace
Spread that around.
No, I can't handle that.
What? You guys can be boss bitches today. I thought I had to wait a certain amount of time or, you know. You got to control your own destinies, and you already are. You know what I mean? Like, we sit back, like, we talk about, like, you know, Sanaa is, you know, one of my close friends, all the Reginas. But we sit around and we marvel at how free you guys are and how incredibly talented. And, you know, we wish that we had more of what y'all have. You know, at your age, it's incredibly
cool.
Inspiring to us. So we're following y'all. So I need to ask, what the hell?
The only reason why we get to do stuff like this is because you guys came first.
Yeah,
I don't think that we. Yeah, and this crowd, even this crowd, they're so mixed, and you know, like everybody, it's like so many different shades and flavors and genders and orientations. I just think it's like now there's the climate is ripe for. Like us to be able to do this place because you guys came like before us. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
really.
It
wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be possible. So you said, let's go back real quick because this is like the question everybody has.
Oh, shit.
I know. Okay. It's like you're 44 years old, but what's like the secret? Do you drink a lot of water?
I drink a lot of tequila.
No. Do you like sleep in a vat of cocoa butter?
Yeah.
Because it's like.
What do you do? Do you meditate?
Shea butter.
Yeah.
No, do I meditate? No. I drink water. I drink a gallon of water. That's true. I say it all the time, but I legit drink a gallon of water. And I say fucking no a lot. You know what I mean? And because what like they will have you running ragged.
Wait, like no to food or like no to like?
Never no to food.
Is it like
I don't
carbs?
Say.
Is it carbs?
I don't say no to bacon ever.
Right.
Oh no. Okay, wait, guys. Random fun fact, and not just because you know we're in New York. But Charles Oakley was the one who taught me how to bake bacon.
And how did that happen? How did you guys hang out?
Well, it was about 4 a.m. and .. And there was a bunch of us hanging out. It was during Pride weekend in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And, you know,
no
as you do,
to be.
You're like, after Pride, how about we learn how to bake bacon?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that was a thing. Anyway, so for all of you who love Charles Oakley for all a number of reasons, love him because he bakes bacon. And he bakes it with syrup on top.
Oh.
So there you go.
That's
awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So you drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water. I eat whatever, but I just say no. You know what I mean? When people are asking you to do 1,000 things and you feel like, well, if I don't say yes, they're not going to love me.
Yeah.
You're going to reject me. You know, a lot of people feel like the love is conditional, and it really is. So you'll figure out who's with you and who isn't when you start to say no and be like, I got to protect my sanity and my peace of mind, and you're not going to have me running ragged looking 80. You know what I mean? So I say no. I drink tequila when I want to drink tequila. I eat the gluten. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like I'm learning to say no a lot. It's really hard for me because it's like, hard. I just want to
It's scary.
Yeah, it is really scary.
It feels so good.
I
want people
so good.
To love me, so I'm like, no.
Yeah, just no. I don't know. That's good advice.
Yeah, I like that. I like
color
saying.
Your grays. I don't know.
I gotta
my
start
hair
doing
is like
that.
This old bitch.
Oh yeah, I'm starting on the sides. I'm starting to get like a little.
Oh,
like,
the temples.
Cute. Yeah,
the auntie
that's
temples.
Cute.
The
it's
auntie
cute if
temples.
I was like a judge, that's Jess, cute. But I'm not a judge.
That's cute.
Well, we gotta like wrap up.
No, we don't.
I know. We do. Like, there's another. There's Those another so show cute. After hours, yeah. So we have to wrap up, but. We want to like just.
I have another okay. question that probably.
Yes.
Just give me a minute. It's like so much. What like do you like to do in your spare time? What's your favorite restaurant? Where? What's your vibe? Well, I just don't want her to go.
I know.
Okay, so what do you like to do in your spare time?
I like to, this is going to sound super corny. I just really like to hang with my dude. Like, I really enjoy him. Like, I enjoy him. Like, we watch HGTV together.
Like, I watch HGTV.
Oh, no,
with my
like,
boyfriend.
We like watch all day. So, like, but House Hunters is our favorite.
House Hunters is the best. Like, it's just razzing.
Your budget
people.
Is never high enough for the shit that they want.
Yeah. Like yeah, it's like you have a $1,000 budget and you want a fucking walk in closet. What are you
like,
talking about?
You know better.
House Hunters is really a show about realtors and like patience because I'm always looking at the realtors like, what is this like for you?
Yeah. Well, and we love Tariq
Me
and
too.
Christina.
Me too.
We were a little taken aback by their sudden.
But you can see, like, I like to rewatch the old episodes and be like, ooh, can I see that there's like trouble here? And sometimes I'm like, oh, like. Christina wasn't available to help Tariq. Like this is there's some trouble here.
She like, they made that Venetian
together.
Plaster.
Yeah.
I love them.
I, know,
I love
me
the
too.
Whole operation. I get so attached to celebrity couples.
Me too.
And then it hurts so badly.
Yeah.
I know.
Stay together. Like, why are you doing this to
yeah,
us?
Yeah, you gotta work at
like,
it.
Fucking
yeah.
make it work. Nick and yeah. Nick and Mariah, come on.
Yeah.
If you can go to Magic like, Mountain, you can be married.
I know,
come
and they're
on.
Always like the press around them is so crazy because they're always like tweeting at each other and like supporting each other. It's like, you guys just smash and be married doing it.
Wait, you know? Who you guys talking about?
Nick and Mariah.
Oh,
like, they're
yes,
always
yes, yes.
like supportive
yeah,
of one another.
True.
Or I saw recently, like 2 days ago, Nick was like, yo, that relationship is fake. Like, in regards to her relationship.
Right.
And I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Nick, come
you
on.
You want that
dude.
Old thing back.
You want it back.
Shoot your
you
shot,
want
Nick.
It back.
Shoot your shot, Nick.
You got her tattooed on your back. Like, you were in it.
It's forever.
Haven't you seen it? It's like,
it's
you saw
ignorant.
It. Wasn't it crazy?
It's embarrassing.
He
like,
has
don't
it.
Do
he
that.
Has just like
don't
Mariah and huge like
it's too big.
Letters across his back. It's
do,
massive.
Do like a wrist tattoo where it's tiny,
yeah,
but not like a whole
yeah.
back.
Oh,
no, my yeah. ex-husband had Gabrielle. I have a long ass name, first of all, and he had the nerve to get it in like big font and like all the way down his forearm.
Wow.
It
bought him an extra year. I was like,
you got to try and make it work if that dude's gonna do that.
Yeah.
I like. When I filed, all I thought about was, God damn it, that tattoo.
I know.
I think I'm officially an asshole. Like,
that's so much compassion.
I think he turned it into a vine, so it worked out, you guys.
A vine,
oh,
yeah.
That's
like a long ass
But the
vine.
Next woman will know.
Yes,
yeah.
she'll
like,
know. That vine looks like Gabrielle.
yeah.
With a bit of Ashanti in there.
Yeah.
That's how you there flow.
You go.
Heard Nimesh Patel, Gabrielle Union, and Jim Tews.
Tuta Queens is produced by Joanna Sabatarov, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Chinoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
Did you know you can watch all of our live shows on Facebook Live? Well, guess what? You can, boo-boos. Like our Two Dope Queens Facebook page so you don't miss a second.
And subscribe. 5 stars only. We will be back so soon.
YQY. Dude, it was crazy. Like, the dress, everything. There's so much.
And the dress still had a stain on it?
Yeah, dog.
Like, go take it to the cleaners.
When was Bill going to take a dress with his jizz on it to the cleaners?
Or just take the jizz off, like, wet a napkin. At least. And then ask some, I don't know,
wet a napkin and rub it off. Like, there's no reason that jizz should have been on there.
Okay, so this is Bill Clinton. He's in the Oval Office. He just sprayed and prayed. It got on her dress. We're going to be like, hold on, Monica, stay underneath this desk real quick. Let me buzz in my secretary to sit, like, bring in, like, a wet nap. And then, like, the secretary's going to be like, oh, did you just have lunch? Why do you need a wet nap?
Here's what I do. I spray and pray. I order hot wings. Then I'd say, I need a wet nap. And I'll be like, Monica was here taking notes, and then we decided to have hot wings. Can I get a wet nap?
And they're like, oh, why is an intern taking notes on, like, confidential classified information?
Well, because I wanted to talk to her about the hot wings.
Oh, cool.
And I felt like, oh, I wanted to run some things by her. Pussy. I would get caught. I
yeah,
would get
exactly.
Caught.
See, there's no way out of it.